on the top of Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. Ahu Yosum the Isoma the Osu the Kamei the Rava. Yosum the Isoma came there. Boy, halacha is when there's boys and girls, the boys get all the Yerushim divided up, and the girls get their Mizonos and Parnosa, daily support and a dowry to get married up until the time they get married. So Yosum and Yisoma came. Omar Lahu Rava Helu Li Yosum Bishvil Yisoma. Yeah, and the Apitropis want to know how much you give out of the estate to the Yosum. They didn't give everything all at once. They gave it to him to, that he shouldn't squander it. So he told them, give the Yosum enough to give to the Yisoma too. Well, the Yisoma Lechora didn't get it from the Yerusha. So Amali Rabbon Lurava, Vahamaru Domer Mikarkoil Metalklin, he got it from Metalklin. There was no land. So the Yisoma Lechora should not have gotten the Metalklin. And you yourself said, right, Rava, that Mizonos and Parnosa only come from land, not from movable property. Bein le Mizoni, Bein le Ksuba, Bein le Parnosa, for anything. All of these Tanoi Ksuba only come from Karka, not from Metalklin, from the estate. Omer Lahu, Ilu Rotsa Shivcha Lashamsho Milo Yabinan Le, Koshkein Hacha Di Katarati. So no, I'm giving it to the Yosom for his sake. Give him extra so he can feed his sister and she'll serve him. So if he had to hire a maid, so we give him money to hire a maid to take care of his needs. So here, he's giving a maid and his sister's getting supported too. What's so terrible? Right, so we're not giving him the money for her. We're giving the money for him. But part of what he benefits is from having his sister serve him so she has to eat.
She doesn't
want to serve. What? Also, was talking in such a case where she Utaka took care of her brother. Okay. Rashi Yosum v'Yosoma Ach v'Ochos, a brother and sister v'Nichseim b'Yad Apitropis, and the Apitropis had to dispense the estate, and he had to know what to give, how much to give. Helu liYosum shi'Yosoma, Helu liYosum Mizonos Yiseirim Shetizon Achoso Imo. Give the Yosef more money from his own house so he can support his sister too. It's not only is she acting as a maid, she's also a sister. She can't be worse than a maid. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Nechosim Sheish L'Machrayis, Ve'echad Nechosim Sheim L'Machrayis, Motzim L'Mozin Isha U'Lebonos, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you take out of the estate for Mizonos and for Mazon Isha Lebanos, that if you take for the Almana, right, the halacha is that again the boys inherit and they have to support their sisters till they get married. That money comes whether they inherited land or Rebbe holds or movable property. And also they have to support the widow, whether it's their mother or not. They have to support the widow until what she remarries. So Rebbe holds that all of that money comes whether there's land in the estate or movable property. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer nechosim sheish l'machrayis motzim lebanos min abanim. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar says no, we only take it out of land. If there's no land, if there's only movable property, you don't collect these things from movable property. If again the boys inherited and the girls get their support from the estate only from land, if there's only girls then they all inherit. And what happened was over here that some of the older girls took the estate and we take it away from them and give it to the to all of them equally. Ulebanim and Abanim, same thing. There were older boys and younger boys, and the older boys took everything, so we take away from them and give it so they can split it equally, except for the Bechor. Ulebanim and Abanos, Binechosim Merubim. Where there are Nechosim Merubim, there's enough for everybody, and the girls grabbed onto it, so we take it away from them and give it to the boys, and only take out the support for the girls. Avalo lebonim min habanos, but not from for the bonim in habanos. One second. Avalo lebonim min habanos min nechasim muatim. Whether it's nechasim muatim, there the halacha is that the girls get everything. If there's not enough money for the support of the girls and the estate, then the girls get the support and the boys go and beg. So in a case where, in that situation, where the girls were, got their support, and there was nothing left for the boys, so b'nechasim muatim, right, then you take it from land. If it's not land, so by land you take it in all these cases. But if it's not land, if it's movable property, there, if some of the heirs took more than they're supposed to, then we take it away from them, even in movable property. So bonim in habonim, there was boys. And some of the boys, the older boys, took the estate more than the younger ones. We take it away from them, even movable property, and divide it up equally. Lebanos min habanos, same thing. It's only girls. They all inherit equally. And if some of them took more, we take it away from them, even if it's movable property. Ulebanim min habanos, and if the girls took, when there was more property than just their support, they took more than their support, even if it's only movable property, take it away from them and give it to the boys. Avalo lebanos min habanim, but not for bonos min habonim. In a case where the girls get their support and the boys inherit, you only get support from karka, not from movable property. Afagav the kaimelon halachik Rebbe, and even though normally we paskin like Rebbe when he argues with an individual, so here the halacha should be like Rebbe over Reb Shimon ben Elazar, right? Hach halachik Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Because Rava holds that we only collect parnasa, mezone, and tnoi ksuba from karka, not from metalklin, and therefore the halacha is like Rebbe, and not like Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, not like Rebbe. You don't collect these tnoi ksuba except it from land, not from metalklin. Rashi. Motzin min hayisomim. Motzim lebonos min abonim, lemezonos leparnasa. If there's land, you take from the estate land enough to support the girls and to give them a dowry. Ulebonos min abonos, lektanos min agdolos. If there's only girls, then they inherit the whole thing. And if the older ones took more than their portion, im ein shom elebonos, vichziku gedolos min achosim, motzim miyodom, vichalcholkos mishova. There, it doesn't make a difference, land or whatever, if they took their more than their portion in the estate, we take it away from them. Here there's no mezonos, they split up the estate. None of the girls have to support the other girls, they all get the Yerusha and split it up equally. The same thing, if it's only boys, they split up the Yerusha equally, and if some of the older ones took more, you take it away from them. But you don't take away from the girls. If there's not enough to support the girls and to be in a state, then the girls get everything and the boys go and beg, right? There's not enough to support the girls from the estate, right, and leave over for the boys, so then the halacha is the girls get everything and the boys go and beg. The Amri Rabbanan Habanos Yuzunu Habanim Yishalu Apsachim. The parnosal and the dunya. The mizonos are the daily upkeep, and the dunya is the dowry they get to get married, and that's what the, that's a tanai ksuba, that only comes from karka. Okay, Mishnah. Lokosav loksuba, if he didn't write a ksuba. So then, besula gova masayim valmona mona, nipnei shu tanai beizdin. You don't have to write a ksuba, it's a tanai beizdin that she gets a ksuba whether you write it or not. And an Abasula gets 200 zoos and an Amana 100. Kosev la sada shava mana tachas masayim zoos. If he rode over to her field that's worth only 100, and he said, take this in place of your 200, velo kosev la kol nechosim de isli achroin leksubaseich, and he didn't say all my property is a lien to you, just this one field, then chayiv. He's chayiv to all his property is lien, whether he said it or not. And it's lien for the 200. Shehu tnai basin. It's also a tnai basin. Lo kosov lo im tishtevoi afarkinach vosvinach lila into. If he didn't write in the ksuba, if in case you get captured, I'll redeem you and bring you back to be my wife. Uv kohenes, and if it's a Kohen's wife, you can't take her back as a wife if she's captured, because we're choshed that they raped her. So you can't live with her again. But hadrinach lemedinosach, I'll redeem you and bring you back to your country. Can't marry her, has to divorce her. But he's chayiv to redeem her. Chayiv, he's still chayiv, even if he didn't write it. Shu tanai beisin, it's also a tanai beisin. They made a tanai that the husband has to redeem his wife if she gets captured. Nishbeis, chayiv lefdosa. Right? If she taka, what's it called, gets captured, he has to redeem her. Vim omar hare gita, uksubasa, the tiftes atzma in roshai. And if he says, look, divorce her, let her get her ksuba, redeem herself. I'm not interested in redeeming her, I can't do that. He has to redeem her. Loksa chayiv lerfuasa, if she gets sick, he has to heal her. It's also part of the tanai ksuba. Omar, but here, Omar Hare Gito, Ksubasa, Terapi Asatsma Shai, but here if he says he wants to divorce her, let her heal herself, right? I'll give her Ksuba, let her take the money out of the Ksuba and heal herself. There he's allowed to say that. Okay, not a nice guy, but he's allowed to say it. Unless a woman gets sick and she needs constant care or whatever, he can't live with her anymore, so he's allowed to divorce her and give her ksuba, and she'll take care of herself. He doesn't have to support her for the rest of his life in a nursing home or whatever, or in a meshugahoyz or whatever, if she whatever. Okay, it happens. Mish Rashi lo kosev la kol nechosim chayiv lios kol nechosim achrayim la. Whether he wrote it in the shtar or not, all of his property is lien to the ksuba. That's from the Mishnah. From Takanov later on, all of his movable properties also lean to the ksuba. The lo yochel lomer lo ein lo elisoda ksuba loch bishtar ksuba seich. I only mentioned one field, that's the only one that's lean. No, doesn't make a difference whether he wrote it, he didn't write it, all of his properties lean. V'kohenes, sheino yochel akaimah mishin nishbeis. If she's captured, he can't continue being married to her, he has to divorce her. Still, he has to redeem her. And then, what's it called? He can divorce her and give her a ksuba. There, he says, if in case you get captured, I will redeem you and bring you back to your country. From the time she was captured, he's chayiv to redeem her. So you can't give her a get now and say, redeem yourself. The chiyuv to redeem her was chal as soon as she was captured. And then she was his wife. Chayiv l'rafosa, sharafua k'mezonos. Rafua is like mezonos. And therefore I can divorce my wife, give her ksuba, not give her mezonos anymore. I can divorce my wife if she's sick and give her ksuba, let her take care of her doctor bills. Rishai, shein l'adam chayiv, l'ozun grushosa. You're not chayiv to support your grusha. Okay. Continue tomorrow.
That you make them give it back.
That what? Chiddush? No, just that one of the all the cases. So.